Good morning, and welcome in the name of Christ. We are so glad to have you join us for this morning's message. Today we are looking at the book of James, chapter 1, verses 17 through 27. I've always liked James because he gives such practical advice that is still just as pertinent today as it was when he wrote it. Do you have anything at your house that needs fixing? Need to learn how to do something new that you've never tried to do before? Perhaps you need to learn how to change out the alternator on your car, or replace a washer in a leaky faucet, or learn how to temper chocolate in a double boiler, or find out what is causing those black spots on the bottom of your tomatoes. If so, then one of the first places to go find the information you need just might be YouTube. Chances are, if you get on YouTube, someone at some point in time has also had the same problem that you are trying to fix and has posted a video on how they fixed their problem. Many times you will not only find suggestions as to how to fix your problem, but you can also find a video which will show you step by step how to fix your problem as well. Several months ago, the power steering pump on my car was starting to make a lot of noise and it needed to be replaced. I knew that I had the tools and the ability to change it out myself, but I did not really have the knowledge to do so. I've done quite a bit of mechanical work in my life, so I was confident that I could do it on my own if I only had some instructions on how to go about it. I did not have a repair manual for my car, so I got on my laptop, went to YouTube, and did a search. And guess what? I found at least 3 different videos that people had posted giving step-by-step instructions on how to change out a power steering pump on the same make and model of car as mine. I kept my laptop at hand in the garage and completed the task with no problems. Had I not had access to that video, I think I could have figured it out on my own, but I'll bet it would have taken me much longer to do it. It also helped me do things in the right order, which also saved me a lot of time. Yes, YouTube is great. There are many things I have used it for, and it has saved me a lot of money because it enabled me to do things myself that without it I would have had to have hired someone else to do. As I said, you can find a video on YouTube that will show you how to do almost anything you can think of. If you can imagine it, then someone has likely already done it, and even better, made a video showing you how to go about doing it. Here is a great example of how effective the videos on YouTube can be. Last April, in USA Today, there was an article explaining how an 8-year-old boy from Ohio learned how to drive a car just from watching a YouTube video. It seems that one Sunday evening, his parents had gone to bed early. He and his 4-year-old sister were wanting to go to McDonald's for a little late-night snack. However, the McDonald's in their town was 1.5 miles away from their home, which was too far for them to walk to. This was a problem, but this young whiz kid was not about to let this stand in the way of him getting his Happy Meal. He knew that the family car was in the driveway and the keys were laying on the counter. He knew that he had enough money in his piggy bank to make the purchase. And so now all he needed to do was to solve the problem on how to get there. Suddenly he had an idea. He went to the computer, pulled up the browser, and went to YouTube, something he had done 100 times before. He then did a search on how to drive a car and found a number of instructional videos that various people had posted, then looked for one that used a car similar to the one his family owned. He watched the video several times. Then he went to his bedroom, got some money out of his piggy bank, retrieved the car keys, loaded his little sister into the car, started the car, and off to McDonald's they went. The police said later that the boy observed all the traffic laws, did not run into anything along the way, and drove through town like he had been driving for years. This young adventurer learned how to drive a car simply by watching a YouTube video and then carefully following instructions. This is the power of the internet. There are literally millions of instructional videos on YouTube and other sites that are posted by everyday people who have learned how to do certain tasks and are willing to share their knowledge with the rest of us. Of course, these videos are only as good as the viewer's willingness to carefully follow instructions and put the information that they have learned into practice. Without that kind of motivation, it's just another time-wasting video among millions to be found on YouTube. Now, we all know folks in the ancient world did not have YouTube. Most skills were learned by observation and through apprenticeships, which is a tried-and-true method of learning that is actually beginning to make a comeback today as an alternative to college. Leaders in that day also shared knowledge and tried to create a common vision for their group through correspondence in the form of letters, much like the one we are looking at today. James wrote this letter to Jewish Christians who were experiencing the social tensions and political unrest of first century Palestine. At this time, outbreaks of violence and insurrection were common occurrences in and around Jerusalem, and the Jewish revolt, which occurred between 66 and 70 AD, was almost ready to take place. While the Middle East was a hotbed of insurrection, similar uprisings were also taking place throughout the rest of the Roman Empire as well. This was a difficult time in the empire, which was constantly having to deal with economic problems, food shortages, and a constant turnover of corrupt Roman emperors, who began to blame Christians and Jews for all of the empire's woes. The fledgling Christian movement had many challenges ahead of it. Here, James is trying to encourage these new Christians and address many of the concerns that they had about their future. How will they remain faithful to God in the midst of this time of trial and temptation? Well, what was true then is still true today. Faithfulness must be practiced. What James is trying to teach his readers in this part of his letter is that no amount of instruction and learning will matter unless it is put into practice. James wanted his people to be attentive in listening to his instructions, but he also expected them to put into practice the principles that they have learned. Blessed is anyone who endures temptations. Such a one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Verse 12. James sees this time in the life of his community as a time of testing. James wants his people to understand that faithfulness will often be tested. James sees this as an opportunity for his people to demonstrate their faithfulness and perseverance. At this time in the Roman Empire, astrology was very popular. It was common for people to consult an astrologer in an attempt to predict the future. But James told the church to remember that God has given them the perfect gift of God, the Father of lights, the one who actually created the stars and the planets. Faithfulness is also grounded in the Scriptures, which is the word of truth James speaks about. Even though the culture around them seemed to be spinning out of control, as Christians they were expected to maintain control of themselves. As we have said, YouTube is a great place to watch entertaining and instructional videos. However, there are those who also use it in a much less positive way. They use it to spew malice and hate against other people or against the latest political issue that they disagree with. James cautions his readers to guard against this kind of a reaction. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness, he warns. James cautions his people to get rid of that kind of behavior and instead to welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. Verse 21. The same word of truth that gives new birth also guides the words and actions of the one whom God has saved. So if being faithful puts the word of truth into action that can be witnessed, How does that word become active in one's life? Simple. James says that it must be practiced. Be doers of the word, and not merely hearers, who deceive themselves, he says in verse 22. The whole purpose of learning something new is to put what you have learned into practice. If I watch a YouTube video on how to fix a leaky faucet, and then never pull out my tools and go to work, putting that knowledge into practice, nothing changes, and nothing gets fixed. Likewise, if I watch a video and then don't act on it in a timely manner, promising that I will, get it done someday, then I will likely forget much of what I learned from watching the video. This is what happens when we hear the word of God but then don't act on it, and we fail to put it into practice. It's like a man who looks at himself in the mirror and then, walking away, soon forgets what he looks like. When we fail to take the word we have received and quickly put it into practice, then we risk forgetting the new knowledge that God has entrusted us with. But if, on the other hand, we keep our focus on the perfect law of liberty, by being both hearers and doers, James says we will be blessed in all that we do. And this is one fact that James makes very clear throughout his whole letter. It is the doing of the word that really matters. And finally, James brings out a very important point that many Christians are missing today. Faithfulness is more easily accomplished when we are part of a church, and when we regularly gather together for worship and fellowship with other believers. While YouTube videos are invaluable for learning many things, there are still some things that are better learned live and in person. One of the first jobs I had required me to wear a shirt and a tie. Since I did not know how to tie a tie at that time, I used one of those clip-on things you can buy. But they constantly got caught on things and would fall off. I began to notice that none of my older coworkers used clip-ons. They all used real ties. So one day I went out and I bought 3 new ties and then found a book that showed me how to tie a tie at the library. Try as I might, though, I just couldn't get the hang of it by looking at the illustrations in the book and then trying to do the same thing looking in the mirror. After an hour or so of frustration, I finally give up, and I called one of the older gentlemen at the church where I attended and asked him if he would help me learn how to tie a tie. He agreed, and within just a few minutes of him helping me, I had it down pat. Learning new skills is always easiest when we have an example to follow and someone working with us to show us how to do it. You see, it's one thing to conceptualize a process, and it's quite another thing to execute it. Real religion, James says, requires more of us than just expressing an intellectual belief. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God is demonstrated not by just mere words, but by actions. In other words, those who have internalized the principles contained in Scripture will begin putting them into practice. This is what James calls true religion. It is religion that is ready to go out and get its hands dirty and to act. It is religion that will go on a mission trip, that gives generously to worthy causes, that cares for the poor and the vulnerable people in our society. It is religion that works to keep oneself, as James says, unstained by the world. It is religion that uses the example of Jesus for both its belief and its practice. Yes, we can learn the principles of Christianity from a book, but to really put them into practice, we need someone to live it out in front of us, to come beside us and guide us. It takes more than just information. It requires imitation as well. And that is why it is so important for every Christian to be an active member of a church. We not only need to learn the information on how to live, but we need examples of godly people to follow. So, in the words of James, let's work at being both hearers and doers, so that we may be salt and light. Amen.